That's Mr. President. How are you, sir?
Glad you're back, my friend. Glad you're back. I want to thank you first for all what you picked up over there for me, but I just decided to hit the jackpot, and I went down to Neiman's and bought myself into debt for the next 3 years and got a nice set of diamond earrings.
Well, I'm sure they're much nicer and have no problem on that score.
I'm a bit nicer, but I think she prefers them to other type, and so that's what I did. But I'm deeply in your debt. If there's any charge in the connection with them, which you feel more than once.
No, a bit. I tell you, I called you on two matters. A general thing. I'm really calling just as Joe Fowler to the President, not as Secretary of the Treasury. I've naturally been doing a lot of self-examination of, personal examination of this general political situation and organizing my own thoughts about it, and sometime before too much time has passed, I'd like to just where the two of us could sit down together, and I could give, if you give me about a half an hour, I have three or four thoughts that, as I've thought about them week after week, seem to me to have some merit for your stance over the next year to 18 months that I wanted to run over with you before too much time is gone.
Well, before we do it next week, I'm going to try to come back Monday and be there Tuesday for the rest of the week.
Well, these are things that there's no push about, but there are things that there are thoughts that I'd like to get in your head that you may reject or you may find useful in planning your time and the directions of your efforts over the next 8 or 9 months. They have no relation to Treasury business as such. And therefore, I want you to note I've been busying myself in examining this situation, and I know you're getting an awful lot of free and useless advice, and I just want to add a little bit more to it.
That's good. I'll be delighted to do it, and we'll get together next week.
All right. Now, the only other matter of Treasury business that's pressing is this. You will notice in the last memorandum that Gardner and Charlie and I gave you, which had Bill Martin's concurrence as well. I'm speaking of the memorandum of December the 14th on the economic outlook. In the discussion of the policy mix model, we talked about this obvious problem of getting more monetary, as much and as monetary ease as fast as we could in 1967 in order to deal with the remove that dead hand off the economy. And in that statement it said as follows: the required monetary easings could produce strains on the balance of payments. However, other ways of dealing with capital outflows are available if they should become necessary. In any event, the potential strains would depend on what happens to interest rates in Europe. Therefore, a positive initiative should be undertaken to persuade leading European central banks and finance ministries to ease monetary conditions. Now, on that last point, I made it my business while I was in Paris to have side conversations with the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who was there, and with the French Minister of Finance, Debray, with whom I have struck up something of a, I'd say for a Frenchman and an American at this stage of the game, we've gotten along pretty well together. And in both of those conversations, they led, both of them, I must say I turned the conversation in this direction, but they both led very strongly with their concern about worldwide tight money and high interest rates, and with the suggestion that we ministers of finance ought to get together and do something about it and not be necessarily left at the mercies of the central bank governors in whatever they would decide, particularly with reference to international capital flows. Jim Callahan, After I had talked with him about it, and after I had reported back on my conversation with DeBray the following day, Jim Callahan is extremely anxious to quietly, but if it gets out, why, we'll have no objection to it, but without making any fanfare about it, to convene a meeting of himself and DeBray, the Frenchman, and the new German economics minister, Schiller or Strauss, depending upon which one is the right fellow, and myself to meet in London. He wants to do it on New Year's Day, if at all possible, which is a week in advance of the meeting of the central bankers at Basel in January, to see if we can't work together towards a general easing of monetary conditions and reversal in this interest rate escalation in the Western world, so to speak. Specifically, in order to get some easing in monetary conditions, and in order to give the Fed no balance of payments reasons for holding back on monetary ease, which I fear the New York Bank will constantly throw in the picture. What I would try to do is to seek a general understanding among these fellows, and if we got those four, we might extend this to the Italians and the Dutch, that each one of us will endeavor to obtain some easing of monetary conditions in his own country and not take advantage of these conditions where capital flows that would hurt our respective balance of payments would be a deterrent to that. I think what I could reasonably look for, I don't think it's going to be possible to attempt to negotiate anything that's hard and fast about an absolute or proportional decline in rate levels. But what I would like to look for is some cooperative effort on their part so that as our interest rates move down, they will tend to try to move down with us. And therefore, there won't be the balance of payments hurdle in our going forward with the right kind of monetary policy for our domestic problems. Now, both DeBray and Callahan were outspoken on this, and I've learned from cables and from other information that there is an impending confrontation between the new German government and the head of the German Central Bank, Carl Blessing, in which they are demanding that he ease monetary policies and try to work towards lower interest rate patterns in Germany. Germany is the real clue to this problem. It's the real, that's where the finger in the dike is. And if you thought at all well of this as an effort on my part to carry out this positive initiative to get the European finance ministries and eventually a kind of a side pressure on the central bankers to move in this direction, I would call. Jim is expecting a call from me. I told him I couldn't react to the idea of a meeting without coming back here and consulting with my colleagues. I've only talked to Gardner about this and to my own fellow here, Fred Deming and Joe Barr. I haven't talked to anybody else about it. They all think well of it, and therefore I thought I'd give you a ring about that today.
I have about three things that I think of. On the balance payments, first, I think that we ought to get organized with the smartest men we got, to the Barrs and the Demings and any other people we got on our team, to give Jack Connor all the backing up and all the encouragement, and McNamara and all the rest of them ought to try to be helpful in that regard. Number two, I think we ought to carefully look at everything that we possibly can do, even though they don't give it to us. Legislatively, to urge that On the passport thing and on the tourists and on the imports and everything, we really go to bat on that.
Right.
That's number two. Number three on this, I think it would be very constructive. I think it's a hell of a good initiative that you're assuming. I would be very grateful to both Callahan and DeBray. I would let George McGee know by rather full cable just as soon as I could. And the German desk over there know that we're going to hold him responsible for telling these goddamn Germans that they've got to help and they've got to play ball here. It's not just a question of offsets. It's a question of going along. And I would say the quicker you could put all this together, the better. And finally, I don't know what's going to happen to Bill Martin. I hear two lines of chatter. One is that he wants to be offered the chairmanship again, but he doesn't expect to take it. That his wife's giving him problems, and he's up in years, and he's sick. And the other is that he would like to take it and stay on.
Yeah.
And my inclination at this time would be to not rock that boat. I'd do about what Kennedy did. I'd keep him rather than throw him out.
That'd be my recommendation.
Now, I don't want to have any deals with him or any trades with him, but I do want him to, he created a lot of this goddamn stuff, and I do want him to help us by easing money. And I think that you ought to tell him, just as cold and hard and tough as you know how, that you and your people and a good many other people really think that they ought to let the banks know by letter, like they did last September, that they are going to ease this situation a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that they goddamn sure ought to follow the congressional intent and the president's intent and the country's intent of having this goddamn white elephant ivory tower crowd in the Federal Reserve by Fannie Mae mortgages, like Congress said in that S&L bill last year, and that they ought to start picking them up before we get in a depression we can't get out of. Now, we were just doing fine until he predicted a big depression, and then until he tightened up money and so on and so forth. Now, he's got an obligation to do that, and I think he wouldn't resign because of something you said to him, that he might resign if something I said to him. But I want to say it to him, if somebody else doesn't, that I think he ought to tell the banks that he's going to get let up a little bit. I think that he ought to gradually and with more force than he has now loosen this thing up some.
Right.
And I think that the clock is ticking and he's driving us every day. My interest rate's going to be $2 billion more next year, and I just can't take this kind of stuff. Ad infinitum, and I don't think that it's indicated now. I think when we got this investment credit thing, and we asked all of them to cut out on it, and we got all the cities and the states and the counties, and I think maybe they've gone a little too far in that direction right now. And I think that what he's got to do is loosen money and let housing get back and loosen up a little bit and let this plain investment come some. And we ought to get back to a little even keel. Now, I'm not final on that, but I still think that one of your major jobs between now and the first of the year is to have some straight talk with Martin.
Right. Well, sir, I couldn't agree with everything you said more. I think that the real trouble that I sense is I believe that Bill is in the frame of mind that he wants to do this.
He's peddling along, though, and
I tell you where we're going to run into the difficulty. We're going to get some ease. We're going to get, but it's a question of how much and how fast and how far it goes.